everybody. Welcome to the Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Show, coming to you loud and clear on 1010 XL.
Yeah, real loud and clear this morning. Sounds good.
Yeah, you can actually hear it.
It sure is. Kayak Mike here. Got Hoosier Paddler.
Hey.
And Mudcat.
Morning.
Hey, Judd.
And a mutter.
And a mutter, and the phone's already ringing. Boy, driving in this morning, I was psyched to see how good it sounded on the radio.
Yeah, it did sound good.
Oh, it's good to be back, guys. I mean, I sure missed y'all last week.
Yeah.
Back from the land of the Mormons.
Oh, buddy.
Pick up a new wife while you're out there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I told Kayak wife she'd always be number one with me.
That's right.
Big love.
Big love.
That's right.
You know, I really wanted to. I was in Salt Lake.
I thought that was your nickname, Hoosier.
Yeah, it is. It is. I just like to throw it out there every once in a while.
Yeah, I was out in Salt Lake City at the Outdoor Retailer Show, and of course, being in Salt Lake City in that Big Love series, man. I wanted to bring back a Big Love t-shirt. I thought that would be kind of a cool deal, but it didn't happen.
Oh, well.
Didn't happen. Heard some good jokes out there, though.
I'm sure you did.
I don't think I can share those on the radio because they're pretty tuned into that show as well.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They are that show.
Yeah, they are.
It's like mandatory watching.
But, man, Outdoor Retailer guys, I mean, it was everything outdoors, you know. Whether it's fishing stuff, not fishing stuff, I mean paddling, camping, biking, climbing, hiking, apparel, you know, all the goodies, all the tools, all the equipment. It was just unbelievable, and I got a pile full of junk here to share with you guys.
I know, you
to
guys
tell
keep
you about.
Teasing us with it.
Yeah, well, here's the first piece. We'll have to pass this one around the room. I couldn't stop. This one booth, you know, had all the hot babes in it. And they had all kinds of cool
products.
Of course,
you couldn't pass that up.
Of course, well, you know.
Big love. Big love, baby.
Big love, baby.
You know how it is, Tony. They see that working press badge.
Yeah.
And they don't let you walk by. And they handed me this. And this is, when I saw this, I said, this has to be Mudcat's. It's Cat Crap Lip Balm.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, buddy.
Mudcat Crap Lip Balm.
Yep,
nice.
Yep. Cat Crap Lip Balm. You have to love that.
What's it made out of? Recycled kitty litter or something?
I don't know.
Ooh, a little gritty on the lip.
Yeah, it is.
Yep, and here's some other stuff to go with it, Judd. Just, you know, to
doesn't
complete,
smell bad.
To complete your prize, this is, you can brand this.
Cat Crap.
It's called Body Glide.
Sweet.
Oh, wait
sunscreen.
A minute.
Sunscreen.
Wait a minute. This is a family show. Don't be talking about that stuff.
That's what I need for Big Love right
That's
here.
That's right, Big Love.
No, they had all kinds of goodies on here, but before we get back to these goodies and get into some of this week's fishing reports, I see the man from Palatchka is on the phone. So, Tony, let's cue the man up. Who's got a mouse here that works?
I do.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing this morning?
Oh, pretty decent, pretty decent. Can't fish today. Got the family to take care of. They're going to be going to that large mouse house down toward Orlando.
Oh, God. Uh-oh. Disney World.
Uh-oh. Oh, I'm telling you, it's not a bad place. I fished it years ago, but they get kind of cranky when you're out there with one of those topwater mice. They don't like that one bit.
So, hey, what's up with this report I see? You caught some fish this week.
Oh, yesterday was awesome. I mean, I got over there and I figured, okay, the fish don't know I'm here. It's Friday morning, not Saturday, so they were totally off guard.
Hey, and there's something to be said for that.
And, you know, catching flounder on a topwater, I mean, give me a break. I don't know what they
that
were
is
thinking.
Pretty cool.
That is fun.
And you didn't catch just one, you caught a handful.
No, I got four of them, all at about 22 inches, which kind of surprised me, and it was in a space that was the size of the average living room. One small area, that was all that was there with these flounder, and they must have been laying there in about a foot of water just looking up going, okay, I know something's going to come along.
Yeah,
ambush
the bait. Yeah,
and sure enough, they did. And, of course, the redfish disappointed me. I mean, they were aquarium-sized redfish, but they were fun, and hopefully the next time I go back in that area, they've, you know, called their parents home, and they're ready to play instead of just sending the kids out in the yard.
Now, what was the strike like on a topwater flounder?
It wasn't unlike that. You know, you get a big splash, so you don't really know what it is, and then they just pull like crazy. But, you know, there wasn't anything different than what I would have experienced, you know, a bass or, even a redfish.
Yeah, I was curious, because you'll be out in the creeks, and I've seen them come out of the water 6 inches to a foot.
Popping bait.
Yeah, and they come. It's pretty cool when you see a flounder come flying out of the water, but I didn't know if they hit the bait that way or because I've never seen them.
I've caught them a couple of times on Yazuri crystal minnows on top over in Clapboard. It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's different because, you know, I didn't expect to pull a flounder in, because you don't notice until you get up right next to the kayak.
Especially four of them.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, I don't keep fish, but if I kept those four, we could have had a very interesting meal. But, and I every now and again I think I'm going to keep flounder, and whenever the kids visit, I have that in mind. But, since they're not coming to Palatka, they're going down to Orlando, no chance for a fish dinner there.
That's right. Oh, screw it. No flounder for you.
Go see how much flounder costs in the in a seafood shop.
Yeah, go to Safe Harbor.
Oh, yeah.
You'll regret letting those guys go, especially that 22-incher. That's dinner for three or four right there.
I would have paid for the trip to Mickey Mouse Land.
Oh, tell me about that. Hey, there's some new owners at Coastal Outdoor Center. If you guys are down there, Ken and Jeanette are really nice folks. I met them yesterday.
Great. And yeah, it was good to see that they stayed open. I was reading there from you that they were thinking of closing.
It came down to the last 2 weeks, literally.
Well, that's...
And these people jumped on board, and they're running it now. And they're looking to make a bunch of improvements to make it even better for kayak fishermen and kayak folks in general. So I guess over the next couple of months, we'll just have to keep an eye on it.
So they're still selling and renting Wilderness Systems boats, and they still offering up live bait?
Yes, sir, they are. And as a matter of fact, when I talked to them yesterday, they said the representative from the kayak group was going to be visiting with them soon so they could be picking out the new rental kayaks coming into the fall season for next year.
Yep, that would be our buddy Mr. Chris Suma, who takes care of all of the Confluence products, Wilderness and Perception in the area. Well, that's great to hear, Jeff, because that's Coastal Outdoors down at the 206 Bridge in St. Augustine is a really good place to, go rent a kayak or just a good put in, and they've always been real good people and good supporters of JacksKayakFishing.com.
Yeah, and the other nice thing that I've always said when folks ask me about it is I never have to worry about leaving my truck there.
It's very nice parking as well.
But are you gentlemen going out coming up the next few days, or are you just all stuck in the house?
Well, this weather thing coming in has got us looking at...
It's getting freaky.
Yeah, it's going to start blowing. It's going to be coming out of the east for a couple of days, and there's supposed to be a little swell, but that shouldn't hurt us inshore. And got good low tides next week. Who wants to take a weekday?
I'll take any day.
Yeah. Well, I wish. I'm stuck working up in Indiana, so.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with
you. You're not down here today?
What's that?
Are you in the neighborhood today?
No. I'm heading down toward Orlando, but I got a week working up in Indiana. And, of course, in the business I'm in, you go into some pretty nasty places to look for excess livestock.
Where at Indiana?
Actually, I'll be in Bloomington and Indianapolis.
Bloomington, God's country.
It's pretty.
Awesome.
Yeah,
it's a pretty area.
The man with the IU hat speaks.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my territory right there.
So you need to call Mike Rowe if that's a dirty job and get him to put you guys on.
There you go.
Well, they've done us. They've had my profession on there with dirty jobs. But, it's just, what was it, this past week of all things, I was in Miami in a tobacco factory. And there's a reason I don't smoke, and walking around that place for a half a day kind of solidified it. Nobody should smoke. It's a bad thing, let me tell you.
Okay, Mom.
All right, Mom.
We got to let you go now.
All right. Yeah. Well, hey, see if you can get out and get on some fish tomorrow. I'm telling you, you got to hook up with Rich Pepperhead, and he'll show you some other places to catch down there.
Well, I've already sent him a PM, and I think in a couple of weeks we'll see if we can get hooked up. And there's a rumor there's fish in other places, but, I go to 206 now, and as soon as I slide the kayak in, I have all these little greetings popping up out of the water.
Yeah,
they're all saying, hey, how you doing? How's the wife?
Well, those flatties and the fish you caught this week are testimony to it, so nice catching, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff, when you're in Indiana, take a day off and go out to Sugar Creek and rent places you can rent a kayak and just float down that river, and you catch 80 to 100 smallmouth. It's a blast.
Oh, man, you shouldn't have told me that. Now I'll have to figure out a way to work some
aquatic
research.
I would do that. This is the time of year, too.
Yeah, you're right. It is. It's not bad up there.
That's excellent time right now on that creek.
All right, Jeff. Well, the mayor is on deck.
Well, you guys take care. Good talking to you, as always, and I'll catch up with you all next week.
See you tomorrow, sir. You have a good one.
Bye now.
All right. The mayor, who is not with us in the studio this morning, is with us. Frank, how you doing?
Good morning, guys.
Your honor.
How y'all doing? Thank you very much. I just wanted to let you know that I've been reelected. this is like my 10th term. but I've been reborn as a fly rod fisherman.
Oh, no. Is that why you're not with us this morning?
That's exactly why. I am going to go out and try out this new fly rod. I'm so excited.
You got a new fairy wand?
Pardon me?
you got a new fairy wand?
He's trying out his new platform.
Anyway, I got with Botco this week over at Solly Feather, and I'll tell you what, this stuff isn't cheap.
No, it isn't.
When I left the store about noon, he followed me out, just locked the door. He says, "I don't need another customer all day."
Oh, nice. Gotta make you feel good.
But anyway, we're gonna give this thing a try. This is gonna be a first, throwing a fly rod in salt water, but. You know, I felt like the show needs some representation. The fly rod guys need some representation on the Jack's Kayak Fishing Show. So I'm going to be their guy for a while, and we'll see how it goes.
Hey,
try not to poke your eye out.
You know, I have a couple fly rods, and I love it. When I go home, on that creek I was just talking about, we'll break out the fly rods and the little ponds around there. And, every once in a while, if I know the wind's laying down, I will go out in the kayak with my fly rod here. But I got to take it. It's the only thing I can take. If I take a spinning reel, the fly rod's done. And if the wind's out there, it is just, it's a tough experience. My hat is off to these guys that go out there and fly rod out of these kayaks because, you're sitting so low on the water. Yeah. You've got 5-6 feet of Spartina grass right behind you. And you got oyster beds and everything else, and the wind. It's a tough deal. You really got to be dedicated to be a fly fisherman.
I tell you what, I got a box full of flies. I mean, I got poppers, I got everything. But I'm going to take Mudcat's advice, and I'm going to bring a. I don't smoke, but I'm going to get a filter off a cigarette.
There you go. That's all you need.
Yeah, well, you know, did you see that thing on the website about the guys catching reds on peppers?
Yeah, the jalapeno.
Yeah, I guess it's just like Captain Rich Gray was telling us that night that, you know, as long as it puts a big scent in the water and isn't totally repulsive, you know, if a red's feeding, he's going to
eat it.
Yeah.
So peppers and cigarette butts are baits of choice.
That's right. Cigarette butts work very well.
What kind of fly rod you get?
I got a Sage.
Mm. Jeff, they got another mortgage?
like I said, I don't think Bob go ahead and make another sale that day.
You know you're in trouble when you can get
carpet on this thing. So
you know you're in trouble, Frank, when you got to get financing and insurance to go with that
right.
New fishing rod.
TMI.
Yeah.
It's big enough, I guess. There are some tarpon out in Greenfield Creek. As a matter of fact, one of our neighbors hooked one last week, and then I saw that same fish Sunday, and he was big. He was probably, I'd say, 6 feet.
Nice.
Holy cow, 6 foot.
Busted up through those mullet. You know how they'll do that?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway. Well, guys, I'm going to get going. Have a great show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey,
well,
by the way.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
He's gone to the dark
side. Well, and you and I need to hook up too, Frank, and get that stuff moved.
Oh, yeah. We'll get it. We'll get her. It's surrounding my car, but that's okay.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Hey, have a good morning, Frank. Yeah, he hooked us up with a whole bunch of coolers that we're going to be using in the next Jack's Kayak Fishing Classic. And if anybody else has a good tournament out there and would like some coolers for their captain pack, we've got tons, and we'd love to help you out and spread it around. So let us know if you need that. So
anybody needs to transfer
first
organs.
Caller at 641-1010 gets 1,000 cases of coolers.
Well, actually, we do have some things to give away. Maybe we'll give away a free rental kayak at Aqua East to our next caller at 1010XL, Aqua East here at Jacksonville Beach in St. Augustine, selling ocean kayaks and the like. We're heading up on our first break here. Tony's giving me the eyeball. Says, okay, Mike, let me play some music, take you out here. What you got?
Groovy.
All right, we'll be back on the Jacksonville Creek. Kayak Fishing Show in just a minute.
Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. Hey folks, Captain Kevin Faber here with the Flanders Outdoor Show, and we have moved over to 1010XL.
That's right, and we're going to talk about the outdoor sports. I'm not talking about baseball and soccer and cricket, fishing, hunting, tides, moon phases, bait reports. That's what we deal with.
And not only that, but some great stories from all of our callers.
So pull up a rocking chair on the front porch of the Flanders Outdoor Show right here on 1010XL every Saturday morning from 7 to 10.
Malibu kayaks are designed with fishermen like us in mind. They're the most stable and dry fishing kayaks on the market, and there's no substitute for being comfy and relaxed when you're out on the water. If you're paddling through the surf to target big game like tarpon or headed to the skinniest creeks to hunt tailing reds, a Malibu kayak will get you there in unrivaled comfort and convenience. All of the boats in the Malibu fleet have awesome storage options with plenty of convenient hatches, rod holders, and all the room you'll ever need for your fishing tackle and gear. And if you're a big boy like me, a Malibu Extreme or X-Factor is the ticket for you. Make sure you rig your Malibu with Crack of Dawn accessories so you're ready for fish catching action. From super comfy seats, hatches, dry bags, and leashes to kayak carts and storage systems. Come to Strike Zone Fishing at 11702 Beach Boulevard and test paddle a Malibu Extreme, X-Factor, Pro Explorer, or Mini X. Experience the ultimate in fishing kayaks and join the Malibu Navy today.
Choosing a realtor is a tough decision whether you're buying or selling, especially in today's challenging market conditions. The last thing you need is an agent that will leave you up a creek without a paddle in your real estate transaction. For professional, courteous service from listing to close, Michelle Kogan of Lifestyles Realtors brings the experience and expertise you need to get the deal done. Contact Michelle Kogan for your realty needs at 904-382-5006. That's 904-382-5006. Are you looking for a top-notch supplier of plants and trees for your landscaping needs? The David James Tree Company is where your search ends. At David James, we provide quality plants and trees to contractors, nurserymen, and homeowners at wholesale pricing direct from the growers. We specialize in larger trees and shrubs, including live oaks, magnolias, crepe myrtles, palm trees, and many more. No project is too big or too small for the David James Tree Company. Whether your application is commercial or residential, we'll deliver to your job site, holding yard, or home. Let the David James Tree Company fulfill your needs for quality plants and trees. Contact Jessica Lee at 923-1353 or email davidjamestreeco@comcast.net. That's 923-1353 or email davidjamestreeco@comcast.net.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Oh, yeah. Back to the Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Show. I love that little ditty.
That is a ditty.
It is a ditty.
For sure.
So, as Tony was telling us, this segment of the Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Show brought to you by...
Cat crap.
Lip balm.
Mud cat crap. That's right.
No, really.
Anybody want to taste it?
I'm glad it's not called mud cat crap.
You know, there were a lot of products. A lot of products at Outdoor Retailer that were based on crap.
Life is crap.
And you remember the lightweight good shirts? Yeah. Well, I ran into some people that had a shirt line called Life is Crap. And I thought this was just funny because, here, I'll hold this up to the microphone so everyone can see it. They got a shirt of a kayaker with a big old cruise ship bearing down on him. And he's got and in the Life is Crap T-shirts, no one has the smile. You know, all the stick figures have either a straight line or a frown.
Yeah,
and he's getting, you know, big ship coming down on a guy in a kayaker. I was like, that's sweet. And there's another one of a guy in a fly fishing rig, and he's all wrapped up in his stuff. But
that's Frank Gurley.
The mayor.
That's Frank Gurley later today.
I just thought this was just too funny. And, you know, the Life is Good people are not litigating against them because they figure the more these guys promote the Life is Crap product.
Yes. I mean, when you see it, you think of the Life is Good
for the manic depressive in your life.
The question is, this is almost like Meet the Bockers. How many times can we say Life is Crap on the radio?
For those bipolar
probably
people.
A lot. Or cat crap, for that matter.
Yep. But we
I like it, and so do I.
The show is kind of crappy.
We did have some good kayaks there. And you know, we're passing around a little spec sheet now on the Feel Free Moken, which is a pretty cool design that came out of the guys in New Zealand. I met the guys that designed that kayak. Interesting bloke from down under, of course.
Was he a bloke?
He was a bloke. I mistook his accent for Australian.
Uh-oh.
And, they're all the same.
Yeah. So
don't tell them
when
that.
You got done fighting.
you make the bad things worse when you say that.
Exactly.
Say, oh, dang. You should have said, you know, you confused him for, like, you know, a Russian, and then he wouldn't be as insulted.
I guess not. It wants to be called an Aussie.
But the Mokin's a pretty good yak there. It's got a big storage area up front, similar to a Malibu. It's wide. It's real dry inside. Good ride. Really nice tank well. It's really designed for fishing and diving. It's got, like, some moldings in it for your scuba tank, and it's set up so that, you know, when you come back to a kayak and you're scuba diving and you need to get back in, think about it. First thing you do is you take off your weight belt. Got to have somewhere for that weight belt to go.
Right.
Then you're going to take off your BC/tank. Everything's all mounted up together, and he's got something in the tank well that gives you a nice spot for that to just fall right into. And then
so it's molded to fit it?
It's molded to fit it, both in the front and the back, so there's room for that, as well as room for, you know, your five-gallon bait bucket or whatever, and or, you know, milk crate, all the usual things.
Now, is it a sealed kayak? I mean, it looks like...
No, it's got scuppers.
As far as the hull, because it looks like when you open up the hatch, it looks like it's...
Well, the front hatch is, unlike a Malibu or a Cobra, the front hatch does not give you access to the entire interior.
Okay, yeah, that's what it looks like.
The front hatch is sealed off and has a pair of scupper holes in it. So the front hatch would be a good place to put, like, a bloody mess, and then you could chum along
exactly.
through the water.
Oh, the front hatch had scuppers in it? Okay.
Yeah,
I can't see that from there.
So the front hatch drains, because that's the other place where you could fit a scuba tank
chum
in
bucket.
There, I believe. And, you know, your stuff would drain right out there instead of holding the water. So it's a real interesting design, and it's got more than enough room.
It looks
pretty
cool.
And very seaworthy,
cool.
Very good paddling kayak. One of the other boats that I thought was really cool, Emotion's got a new boat coming out. The Grand Slam, and Dave Haddon of Emotion, a guy who's been around the industry for a long time, good fisherman, hangs out up north, has designed this boat, and this is going to be, you know, an upgrade from the Emotion Fisherman. Remember, they had the Fisherman
for
years with all the hatches, real flat bottom design, and you could put a lot in that boat. It was one of the first fishing kayaks, and then they came out with the Mojo Angler, which is a smaller boat. You know, real convenient, light to put in, something that competes, you know, in that 12-foot range. But this is your full 14.5-foot boat. The pictures that I've got here and really don't do it justice. I saw the prototype, which the molds are getting done right now, and it's set up so that you can put your rods completely in the interior, so it'll be very surf-worthy. It's 30 inches wide, looks to be a really good paddling kayak. Plenty of storage. It'll be a good ocean vehicle as well as inshore.
How many different kayaks do you think you saw out there?
Oh, man. Did you see the pictures?
I saw the pictures. And
you look down
like
the beach one way, and there's like 50 tents, and the other way there's another 75 tents.
Yeah, it's just
tents.
Amazing. I was just like, wow. I had no idea there's that many kayaks out there.
I realized how bad a paddler I really am, because I got in some real kayaks, not the little barges that we get on.
Right.
I got in some of those, like, speed-looking things, you know, long, pointy things.
Yeah, those daggers.
Yeah, these guys were doing Eskimo turns, and I really never learned how to do that stuff. And I got out there, and, man, I was a victim. I was an accident happening.
Did you roll it at all?
Well, let's just say...
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, the thing, you learn how to do an Eskimo roll really quick, because otherwise you don't breathe.
Yeah, you sit there upside down.
Yeah, it was, I was...
That looks like fun, though.
Not really.
No.
Yeah, it looks like fun if you had the right equipment.
Yeah, I'd rather fish.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, I was out on the Snake River one time out in Wyoming, Wyoming, and right there on the border of Idaho, and they had those little kayaks that they were out there, and they'd get in those rapids and surfed them.
Uh-huh.
And they'd roll and spin around. It looked like a blast, but my big butt out there, I drowned.
Yeah, they had some real small ones that literally looked like you were riding on a duck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, you could, they were like trick yaks, you know, and you could do all kinds of cool stuff with that, if you had the physique for it.
Like me?
Yeah.
If you're ripped like the Mudcat?
Right.
Ripped. Yeah.
He had the whiskers like the Mudcat.
That's right.
Ripped up.
Speaking of rolling,
we'll get right to that, man, because this, I want to show you one more thing. This is a new book, The Ultimate Guide to Kayak Fishing by Captain Scott Null and Joel McBride. And Scott Null now reps for Shimano in Texas. He's one of the Texas kayak fishing guys, but he used to be one of the wilderness you know, staff paddlers, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Good fishermen. And Joel McBride, who's also a good fisherman, who's one of the kayak fishing gurus with Wilderness Systems. And they have this book, and I mean, it's got gorgeous photography. It's probably the new standard for books on kayak fishing, which there really aren't many of. You know, there's always Ken Daubert's book,
right,
Kayak Fishing the Revolution, which, good book, but it's about 9 years old. It's probably getting a little bit dated. And this book is brand new. I'm sure it'll be in most of the stores. And
yeah, it is a pretty...
It's beautiful pictures, that's
great
for
pictures,
sure.
great looking book.
Yeah, and they go through a lot of different things. So let's go to our boy, speaking of rolling, John Yaks Jackson.
How are you doing, brother? John Rolls Yak.
The Chum King.
Am I on, guys?
You are on.
Hey, the mayor of Oak Harbor is parked in the private parking place at Oak Harbor as we speak. It's not even daylight. Can you imagine that?
That is weird.
What are you doing?
Did you sleep last night? Did you camp out there or what? Cops knocking on your window. Hello, Mr. Homeless. You can't sleep here.
Me and the bugs in the worst garbage can in Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, that garbage can there is something special.
It's ripe already this morning, and it's still dark and cool. But I got two of the new guys. They're unloading their kayaks, so I thought I'd give you a quick call. One of them is Get Her Done. He's walking by me. He's bashful. He's not going to talk, I don't think. He's busy rigging his Liquid Logic, so he's down at the ramp. And then there's another new guy, Strat 50 than one. His name's Jason.
All right.
Strat 50, yeah. He has not caught a red yet in a kayak, so we're going to try and fix that problem.
You better remedy that today.
I'm going to try.
Well, there have been some good reds this week. I saw some good reports from your
crew. There were some nice ones. Nice quality, too.
Yeah, I forget who it was. Caught a bunch of them over
there. Yeah, I can't think either right now, but there's some good stuff. But it's just about dead low out here, pretty close. And it's a low, so it's going to be a nice incoming, hopefully. So that's what I'd rather do. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, I'll let y'all go and won't take too much air time, but I wanted to say hi and tell you some new guys are out here with the mayor. And
awesome.
I heard the other mayor a couple minutes ago, so I thought mayor number two better call in and check
That's
in.
That's right. You got to represent.
That's right.
All right, John, have a great morning, buddy.
I'll try, buddy. See you later.
Bye. See ya.
Thanks.
Oh, that guy is awesome. Always taking new people out, too.
Always.
You know, he's y'all, if you're listening, guys, you should be paying him.
That's right.
You should be paying him. The man works too hard. Now let's go to Mike in Waycross. How you doing, Mike?
That's not Mike. It's Railroader up here in Waycross.
Railroader.
Who put Mike on there?
I said I told him. I told the guy that answered the phone that I'd like to talk to Mike.
There you go.
It was Mike, but it's Rob up here in Waycross. I just wanted to tell you guys that you got a cool show going on there. Congratulations on that. Looks like it's doing well. And I was just kind of catching on the computer this morning to check it out. And
you going fishing today?
No, man. I'm always working on the weekend.
Oh, that's how you get to fish all the time during the week.
I love that post you put this week. It's official. I've lost my freaking mind, buddy. Said you find it?
I found it. I knew right. He told me right where to go, and I got there. And anybody that's listening is not going to understand this, but I was like, man, this cat is crazy. And I went on, and I dumped the big old yak off in that little old creek that's no wider than the yak, and lo and behold, I paddled my way on out.
Yeah,
I made it to the main creek, and that's an awesome looking spot.
That creek, I don't know how you who went up in that creek to start with, because I've seen pictures of it.
It reminds me of Apocalypse Now.
I mean, it is.
Never get off the boat.
2 feet wide, maybe.
I was scrubbing both sides of the 28-inch wide kayak all the way down it. I couldn't even put the paddle in the water. I was just kind of
pulling grass.
How far was it back there to where it opened up?
Oh, about, I guess straight line, it would probably be a little over 100 yards, maybe.
God.
This thing's got like three turns you have to make, little hairpin turns you have to make. And if you do it, if that spot at high tide would be easy to do.
And that's up there in Brunswick or a little further south?
It's actually on the Jekyll Causeway.
All right. And Bill, okay. So Bill found that spot?
I guess. I don't know how he found it, but he... Because that spot, at both ends of that creek, anywhere from a mid-tide going out or low tide coming in, you've got about, there's no way anything but a kayak could get into that spot, and that is the only spot you can get to it from. There's no way for a boat to get in it, and there's no other way for a kayak to get in there except for right there.
I would have been afraid of an ambush.
Yeah.
It's just a real cool spot, and I enjoyed going in there. But I tell you what, when I got back, and I didn't really show the whole picture, but when I got back to the takeout, it was above my head. I had to kind of just lift the thing in front of the yak over my head, sit it up on the edge, and crawl up there. And then
oh, dear.
So that was...
It was crazy.
So that was a relatively high water when you put
my.
In, huh?
Well, it was about the last 3 hours of the outgoing that I went to fish.
Oh, so you came back pretty quick.
Well, I came back about an hour after. I was out there maybe a total of 4 hours, and I came back about an hour after the tide started back in good, and it was coming back in real well, and I thought, well, maybe I can get out of here. And when I got there and I saw the big cliff I had to put kayak up, I just said, heck with it. I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to let a little more water come in, and I actually put my T-shirt over my face, and I was just going to kind of take me a little nap. And that lasted about 10 minutes. And I said, heck with this, I got to get out of here.
Claustrophobic in
that. It was unreal. And I'll do that spot again, but it's going to have to be going into in the fall when it's a little cooler. It's about 200 degrees out there.
Oh, yeah.
You get no wind down in there.
You
don't get anything. And believe it or not, I didn't have a bit of a bug problem. I was expecting that I was going to get swarmed any second, but they never showed up.
Wow, that is wild. It was not much wind at all, I take it.
It was there was another interesting thing I got into there in one of them little holes down there. I run into about, I don't know, it was maybe a quarter acre hole, about 6 feet deep, that was just full of big old long-nosed gar.
Really?
And I went to playing with those things and didn't have anything to hook them with, but they were biting. Man, they would bite anything you put out there. I had a good time with that for a little bit. It was a good day, but...
Well, I'll tell you, next time you go there, you need to be taking your thermosel with you. You were lucky on the bug.
That's right, lucky you've got an ounce of blood left in you.
We haven't had too many bug problems up here this way when I've been fishing. I've squirted down with a little bit off, and it's been pretty good.
Yeah, I don't go out. I don't care where. I don't go out. I don't care what time of year I don't go out without bug spray. Because it's a miserable experience when you get out there and you get hit by them and you can't...
Well, Mike, I was just going to tell you, hey, man, I still owe you a trip up this way when you get ready to come up and check it out.
Buddy, when I get some time, I'm telling you, lately I've been so busy. When I finally get a few minutes, I just bust out somewhere that's quick and easy. And, not only do I want to get up there to you, I want to go down and spend a little time in the lagoon visiting some of our friends' monster reds we've been seeing.
Well, I've actually, every spring, I generally take a full week off, and I've gotten the wife, she hasn't started fishing, but I took her on the first trip the other day. She got in the Revolution and just pedaled around and followed me and Bill and everybody else that was there.
Well, that's awesome, man.
You didn't take her up in that creek?
Oh, no.
No.
No, actually, she was with us when Bill, when we broke off the other trip, Bill was going to go get a hamburger and then go to that creek. He said, man, come on and go with us. I said,
no.
And we went on home. Then they got into the reds and caught that little shark, and I was like, well, I'm going back today. And I went back the next afternoon, and good Lord.
Yeah.
It really was, and I only ended up with them four little old skinny trout, not at the first redfish, but anyway, that's fishing. But I was going to ask you, Mike, have you ever heard anything else out of Dave, that Freedom Hawk kayak fella?
Yes, absolutely. I saw Dave of Freedom Hawk at the show, and, he's working on a bigger model, I think, a 16-foot model, that Freedom Hawk. And, you can still...
Take your friends and family on it?
Well, no, just a little bit longer, a couple other features. And, I paddle one over at Frank's. We got one over there. And I think Black Creek is offering them and Salty Feather is offering them. It's still a great yak. It's the best yak to stand on, I'd have to say.
Well, I'll tell you, I talked to Dave a good bit that day. We went fishing when he was down here, and I've been waiting on him to come back this way because I'm supposed to take him in the Okanoka Swamp. He had wanted to go in there all his life, he said, and he'd never been able to do it. And towards the end of this summer, we're supposed to get it together when he's coming this way and actually go to the swamp. But with the fires and all this summer, I've been in there one time, and it's not the same place.
Well, he didn't say much about his next trip coming down. He's pretty busy. I think they're selling his kayaks in Bass Pro now, so he's been a busy bee himself.
Oh, man, if he's got them into Bass Pro, he's hooked up.
He's hooked up. Uh-huh.
I tell you what, he deserves it, too. That's one of the nicest guys I've ever just run across.
Yeah, really good guy and a really good engineer. He put together a really good design in that Freedom Hawk kayak.
If I was a stand-up fly guy, there's no doubt I'd have one.
Yeah, those guys, I fished a lot of the last tournament with those guys in the same area. There's three or four of them. They're all...
with him. And they were great guys, and I watched them stand up all the time. And it's like, man, that is nice.
Well, guys, I just wanted to call in this morning. I happened to be up fixing to hook up some pancakes and sausage and have a good morning before I go to work. And I just wanted to call in and say hey and say
hi.
Congratulations on your new little venture here with your radio show. Sounds like it's going good.
Thanks a lot, brother.
I was just going to invite you up this way.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. We will get up there coming up on our break. 1010XL, give us a shout, 641-1010. This is the Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Show.
Whether you're new to kayak fishing or an experienced yak angler, Strike Zone Fishing on Beach Boulevard is the place to shop for all your kayak fishing needs. If you're shopping for a new fishing kayak, rigging your ride with the latest accessories, or looking for the perfect tackle to get hooked up, Strike Zone has the right products and knowledgeable staff to get you on the water and on the fish. Check out Strike Zone's kayak showroom and test drive the best fishing kayaks in town. After finding the one that's right for you, let Strike Zone's friendly staff rig your kayak from their huge selection of paddles, seats, rod holders, and safety equipment. Finish up with the finest tackle and equipment at Strike Zone's everyday low prices, and you'll see why Strike Zone Fishing is Jacksonville's kayak fishing headquarters. Come and shop for Malibu, Heritage, Emotion, Ocean, and Old Town Kayaks at Strike Zone Fishing at 11702 Beach Boulevard near the 9A interchange. Look for the big blue marlin. You can't miss it.
This is Captain Vaughn Cochran of Black Fly Outfitter. Did you ever think about taking up fly fishing? Black Fly Outfitter is the home of friendly service, expert advice, the Vaughn Cochran Marine Art Gallery, and free fly casting lessons for life. We'll show you how to tie the knots and tie the flies. Plus, we offer hosted fly fishing trips to our favorite spots around the world. Come to one of Black Fly Outfitter's two stores, in historic St. Augustine on Avalee Street, or in Jacksonville at Beach Boulevard and 9A in the Strike Zone Fishing Center.
This is Brett Hastings, wondering how you define personal injury. Is it a broken leg, a permanent scar or a head injury, or even the loss of a loved one's life? Personal injury in its very broadest definition is a key practice area of Resnicek, Frazier & Hastings, the beach's full-service law firm. You can count on us to apply our years of personal injury and trial experience to your unique situation. Call us at 904-567-1060 or check us out on the web at rfhlaw.com.
We're back. Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Show.
That was quick.
Yeah.
That was quick.
Man.
I didn't have time to reapply my cat crap.
Show's going fast. Well, at Outdoor Retailer, guys, there was one other good publication that I got my hands on, the Paddle Sports Business, put out by Canoe and Kayak.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was the crap list.
Had a little tournament, tango piece on kayak fishing tournaments, and I had to just read you a couple quotes that they got in there.
Okay.
Quote, "We saw what was going on in California and wanted to show them how to do it right, as in Right Coast style," says Mike Kogan with a mischievous chuckle. How about that, man? And this is the quote that I think, Brett, UF Angler would have loved us the most. They're talking about our tournament and other tournaments around the country that are, you know, for charity and the growth in kayak fishing. And they said, "None of this good-natured noise discourages Florida boy Kogan." I know. Jeff will get on me for using his name, but I didn't write it. "Who compares the Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Classic to this year's collegiate Division I basketball and football champions." Quote, "There can only be one number one at a time, and we're the Florida Gators of kayak."
There you go. Take that, oh, California.
Take that, USC.
Oh, my.
Oh, goodness. It was a lot of fun. And we had a little dinner out there with, you know, a bunch of people that were into kayak fishing. This one guy from Legacy, the guy who designed and helped them put out the Ultimate and the Magic, you know, the Native Watercraft.
Yeah, those are great boats.
This fella's name is Jimbo Metter. And I didn't know the whole time until we were done with the show that, you know, and I'd gone home. Someone calls me up and says, "Did you know that's the guy that it was that Forrest Gump was based on?" And I said, "Really?" And so, you know, I did a little more research. It wasn't quite that. I guess he's pretty tight with Winston Groom, who wrote Forrest Gump.
Right.
So. And, you know, the book, Forrest Gump, wasn't, you know, I guess, IQ challenge. That was something Tom Hanks added to the role. The real Forrest Gump that the book was written about was a real pistol, and a real son of a gun. But Jimbo Metter It talks just like Forrest Gump. You know, and of course, Tom Hanks did it up. And Jimbo, talk about a guy, used to work for Orvis and has fished with everyone in the world. And it was just a great guy to talk to and hang out with. And looking forward to spending some more time with those guys from Legacy. They've got an unbelievable kayak, the Magic 14.5, which is coming out. Mm-hmm. And they had the first two hot off the mold there at the show. And that, I mentioned that last week. That is just... That's the one that turned me on the most. I'd say that the Magic, the Grand Slam from Emotion, and the Mokin Feel Free are probably the three new kayaks, you know, coming out for next year. So that's my show report. And why don't we talk a little bit Creek of the Week, Angie's Creek of the Week.
Oh, yeah, Angie's. Go for the food, stay for the scenery.
Angie's Subs on Penman and Beach Boulevard, Jacksonville Beach.
What's left of Penman Road?
Well, you know, it's funny. There's still restaurants thriving over there. You know, Angie's is rocking. And so, you know, the guys up and down that street, even though with the construction, you just can't keep people away from the good food.
That's right.
So
plus, you can do your laundry right next door.
Exactly. When you spill your Jack Del Rio Grande on you.
Well, you know the way Angie's...
Love my Jack Del Rio.
You know the way Angie's keeps growing. You know, I have a feeling before things are done, that whole building will be Angie's,
right?
You know, at some point,
but it'll still have the washing machines. You'll just be eating on
eating on, exactly right. Sitting on them.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Guana. I guess is what we're going to do for Creek of the Week.
Yeah, we'll do the Guana River. It's down there off of A1A, down to right where they built that new. I can't even say it, but I call it the GTM NER, where they put that new research and
Guana Talamato research.
Yeah, that thing
facility.
Yeah, that's a beautiful facility. I don't know if anybody here has been through it, but we've taken some trips with the school there. And really beautiful facility right there. But
a lot of good displays in there for the kids and stuff?
Yeah, there's a whole, you know, if you go into the whole thing is for education purposes. So there's, you know, the ceiling is full of the fish you find around here hanging from the ceiling. And then it's got some exhibits showing you the marsh and with the clear stuff, so you can see all the different fish and crabs and what all inhabits that marsh, because we all know that marsh is really the nursery for a
everything.
Lot of our, yeah, just about everything. So that's a nice facility there, and they have a real nice launch there. You do have to pay, I forget what it is, $1 or $3 to get in there now, but they have a nice little boat ramp, little sandy launch that you can...
And this is right by the, just south of the gates, north of,
just
north,
just
of, the
north of the
gate
station.
On A1A,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, you used to be able to launch at that gate station, but they've fenced that off.
Herb, come on, man.
So now you're pretty much, your launch is you got to pay $3, I think, to get in there. But
now you can launch north or south of the dam.
Yeah, from
right?
There you can launch north into the Guana Lake, or you can launch south into the Guana River. The Guana Lake's not tidal. The river is. You can catch the same species on both sides. The lake's a pretty unusual place. If you launch south and you go into Guana River, it's a little different than a lot of places we fish because there's not a lot of the creeks that feed off of there. It's a pretty big body of water. There's some broken up areas where you can get back in there, but you're mostly it's not real creaky like we're used to going. And you can take it all the way out to the ICW. Catch a lot of different species in there because it's not far from the opening in St. Augustine from the ocean, so you get a lot of different fish in there. I've seen tarpon in there, you know, breads, flounder, trout, of course.
Black drum.
Catfish, stingrays. I caught an eel back in there. You know,
yummy.
Just to be, yeah, that's a real treat to catch an eel.
Well, it can get tidal just north there in the lake. You know, when it's when you've got a northeaster blowing and the water levels are high at high tide, that place, you know, you got to put in your reservation to get a spot at the dam.
Yeah, that's a really weird deal. I was there one time last summer, or not last fall, I guess it was, with the high tide thing. And there'd be 100 people standing around doing nothing, just looking over that causeway, waiting for the water to start spilling over.
Mm-hmm.
They're just sitting there, and it's the weirdest thing because there's all these people, none of them are fishing, and they're just keep looking to see if that water's coming over that dam yet.
Well, when they open up those gates, that's when the fish are there sitting on the bait too. And you know, I've seen people catching
slaughter
a lot of fish to the north there. And you know, that's a good thing to do when they're out there on the dam like that. You can launch north in your kayak.
Just get right outside,
of their range.
Yeah,
and pop your line in there, and
they all hate you.
And get to everything they can't get at.
Yeah.
So Guana is a great place, and that's our Angie's Creek of the week.
It's also a good place to duck hunt too.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So don't try to launch into the north end of Guana up there at the 6 Mile Landing during the wrong month of the year because it's closed for hunting.
Yeah, but there'll be a sign there. They'll let you know.
Yeah, well, we're coming up on our final break of the hour. Tony taking us out with a little Santana. This is the Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Show. Give us a shout at 641-1010.
Hey folks, Captain Kevin Faber here.
And Jeff Loggeman for the Flanders Outdoor Show.
That's right, because now, Jeff, we are on 1010 XL every Saturday morning from 7 to 10 talking about...
Well, not cricket and polo and stuff. No, we're the outdoor sports, the true outdoor sports, fishing and hunting.
And Jeff, we talk about tides, moon phases, bait, hooks, anything to do with the outdoors.
All the good stuff. So pull up a rocking chair on the front porch of the Flanders Outdoor Show every Saturday morning from 7 to 10 right here on 1010 XL.
Everyone I know shops at West Marine because West Marine has everything for boating and fishing. They've got those hard-to-find parts that make your kayak setup just right. Quality electronics, fishing tackle, and now West Marine has stepped it up. They're making kayak fishing more fun by carrying premier fishing kayaks and accessories. Check out their great boats like the Perception Search Angler and the Mainstream Kingfish. Seats, paddles, and rod holders from Harmony, Seattle Sports, and Scotty. West Marine has the electronics perfect for kayak fishing, like handheld and fixed mount GPSs, fish finders, and VHF radios from Garmin, Humminbird, and Icom. They'll help you find what you need and put it all together to get you ready to catch. West Marine in Jacksonville on Blanding, Roosevelt, University Boulevard, and two stores on Beach, US 1 in St. Augustine, and A1A in Fernandina Beach. West Marine, making kayak fishing more fun.
Choosing a realtor is a tough decision whether you're buying or selling, especially in today's challenging market conditions. The last thing you need is an agent that will leave you up a creek without a paddle in your real estate transaction. For professional, courteous service from listing to close, Michelle Kogan of Lifestyles Realtors brings the experience and expertise you need to get the deal done. Contact Michelle Kogan for your realty needs at 904-382-5006. That's 904-382-5006. Are you looking for a top-notch supplier of plants and trees for your landscaping needs? The David James Tree Company is where your search ends. At David James, we provide quality plants and trees to contractors, nurserymen, and homeowners at wholesale pricing direct from the growers. We specialize in larger trees and shrubs, including live oaks, magnolias, crepe myrtles, palm trees, and many more. No project is too big or too small for the David James Tree Company. Whether your application is commercial or residential, we'll deliver to your job site, holding yard, or home. Let the David James Tree Company fulfill your needs for quality plants and trees. Contact Jessica Lee at 923-1353 or email davidjamestreeco@comcast.net. That's 923-1353 or email davidjamestreeco@comcast.net.
Sorry about that, Gremlins in the Machine.
Stretch Run here, coming back with Skinner.
It's a good album.
Yeah, Gone Fishing.
The whole thing.
The words of that song?
No, I was talking about, he said Ghost of the Machine. I was thinking about the Police.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Like I said, the whole thing.
We're all on a different page here.
I know,
we're
I
all
know.
Scattered.
Yeah, it's like, turn the book back.
Yeah.
There we go. Give us a redo.
Give us a redo. Well, all right, well, let's go through a couple. I got two more products for you guys from the show. And, you know, I met a bunch of good people that hopefully will be sponsors in the tournament. But this one I mentioned to you all, this is the Bottle Pod.
Yeah, I wanted to see this. Yeah. I'm glad you brought
cool
this
little
in.
Device. Once again, I'll hold it up to the microphone. But this thing fits, it's just a little bitty thing that fits
is
over the top of a water bottle or anything suitably shaped.
It's so simple.
And it's a
genius.
Camera mount.
You know, I envision something totally different, but it's pretty cool.
It is very cool. And, you know, you can put any camera on it. It's got the, you know, the threaded screw and a little articulating plastic doohickey, and underneath that's the rubber piece that, you know, fits on top of a water bottle. And when I met the guy, I said to him, "This is great for kayak fishing." He says, "Huh?" He's like, "For what?"
It makes you feel retarded for not thinking about it yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, simple. You know, then I showed it to the guys at the Scotty booth, the Scotty rod holder booth, and I said, "See, you take your Scotty stick that has, you know, the LED on it at the top, and you can just pop this right over the top, and now you've got a camera mount, and you've also got your light with you, and, you know, so no reason for Scotty to make a dedicated camera mount stick now, although they probably will.
Yeah,
they'll just rip this off.
I mean, this thing looks like a bottle cap, a big rubber heavy duty bottle cap that with a screw in thing for the bottom of your camera and
articulating
a little
head.
Bit.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. It'll fit on top of a stakeout pole.
And it's stiff too.
Yeah, I mean, that's not too. It's rigid enough to where you could pivot the camera, because you know once you put a camera on a stakeout pole that just has a screw. Then, you know, the pole leans.
That's right.
Or,
a lot of different issues.
You know,
there.
A lot of different issues. And this thing, you know, you can adjust the camera to the proper plane.
It's small. That's
for the shot.
This one needs to go to G-Shank.
Yeah.
No more hairy arms.
Yeah,
no more
hairy
arms.
Exactly. That's a good idea. We'll have to give that to Gary. And our final piece was a piece of electronics that was really cool. There are a lot of handheld, you know, GPSs and various things. You know, all the latest upgrades on those devices. But what I thought was interesting was a device called a Spot, and it's built by the people. It's a consumer spinoff from Globalstar, and what it is it's a little bitty plastic pager-sized box. It's got four buttons on it: 911, help, on/off, and I'm okay. And the cool thing about the Spot is, first thing, it works anywhere in the world, and you buy it for like $130, $40, something like that, and you take your Spot. And when you buy it, you go and you log on the internet to the Spot website, and you type in your device number, you know, from the back of the Spot unit, and it lasts, you know, weeks on batteries. It's real easy on batteries. And what happens is, first, the box has GPS chips in it so that it can get a fix on you anywhere in the world, and then it's got a transmitter that'll tickle out a little data squirt of your coordinates through the Globalstar satellite network. Well, that data then comes to their servers, where you've established an account for your device. And when you log into that server and you establish your free account, this is where they get you, is with the service. Okay. It's a monthly service. And you go and you type in, you can configure what happens when these buttons are pressed. So unlike an EPIRB, where, you know, the coasties are coming no matter what,
right,
I press one button on the Spot, the I'm okay button can, when I'm okay is pressed, it will send an email to whoever you say, or a phone message to whoever's phone you configure. So I'm okay, you could be out in the middle of nowhere and you just want to let your wife know you're okay, just click the I'm okay button.
Just hit the easy button.
Goes to her. And
the
then
easy button.
The help button is another one that's configurable. So, you know, those two buttons, you can decide what you want to happen. And the person who gets the email message gets a message that has a link in it with your coordinates on Google Maps. So that message comes, they click on the message, boom, up comes a map, and there's your little pointer where you are on the planet.
It's pretty cool.
At that point in time.
It is pretty cool.
And you can say, I'm all right, because you may not be in cell phone coverage.
Right.
You may not be in VHF radio contact with anyone, but you want someone to know you're okay. Now, if you're really in trouble, you hit the 911 button. Now, if you were in a city, the 911 button would result in the police being called at the closest precinct closest to your coordinates at the time you press the button. If you were out in the middle of the ocean, the proper marine authority, coasties usually, would be called up and told what your coordinates are, and that an SOS was received from that location. So this gets you personal locator and a configurability to send personal messages to people wherever you are in the world. This is not just for kayak fishing.
Yeah,
boating,
there's a lot of applications for
camping.
For that. Yeah.
There's a
hiking.
Million, a zillion applications for this personal locator, and I like the price point.
Yeah, what was it? What did you, how much?
I want to say it was about $140, $150.
Yeah, that's,
and then it's $10 a month or $50. No, it's $100 a year, I believe, for the service. And you can also turn on the service for an additional $50 a year, and I'm sure this stuff will change as they shake out the product. It's just coming out. But for an additional $50, they can turn on tracking mode. And you use the little some button sequence to turn on tracking mode on the device, and that makes it send a data squirt every couple minutes.
Right.
So someone could log in to the Spot website on your account while you were gone and actually get a plot of where you're going.
Where you're going and where you're headed.
And seeing where you're headed. So it's just a really good idea, good use of freely available technology to increase your safety options and the communications when.
Yeah, that's a pretty. Did you see the unit?
Oh, I played with it.
How big is it?
It's the size of a pager.
There you go.
You know, it's really small. That's what's amazing is that, you know, it's a GPS chipset in there, a microprocessor, another chipset in there for transmitting, you know, on this satellite network, and you know, I thought that was very interesting.
That's a pretty cool little deal because those EPIRBs are so expensive and.
Yeah, you're looking for $600-$700 for an EPIRB in a handheld unit.
Plus, you only got, you know, one use. Yeah. I'm in trouble.
So, you guys got any fishing plans for the week coming up?
You know, I'm fishing tomorrow. I don't know where, but my wife is hosting a baby shower, and I am getting
out of there.
The heck out of there.
Adios.
Well, it's which means I got to work all day today. I might want to join you.
Yeah, I want to go early, so.
Yeah, we've got low tide. And
yeah, there's nice tide, so hopefully I won't have the problems I had last Sunday.
With Dean coming into the region, hopefully it won't stir things up too badly.
Yeah, we should be okay back in the creeks.
The creeks.
Back in
how
the
about
creek.
You, Mudcat?
I don't know yet. I got to wait and see how things shake out at the office.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty busy.
Yeah, you have been. I thought you were going to come join me do a little surf fishing last night.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we did catch a dozen nice whiting, even though it was honking out of the southeast.
Yeah, so I said it picked up and got a little cruddy.
Yep. Well, we're coming close to the end of another good hour, guys. Now, let's say thanks to our sponsors.
Thank you, sponsors.
That's right. Angie Subs, Strike Zone Fishing, David James Tree Company, JR, you out there listening to us?
Get up.
Lifestyles Realtors, and Black Fly Outfitter, your fly authority. This is the Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Show. Come and see us online at www.jackskayakfishing.com. We're going to look forward to seeing you next week, and we're going
out there
fishing.
And go fishing.
Whether you're new to kayak fishing or an experienced yak angler, Strike Zone Fishing on Beach Boulevard is the place to shop for all your kayak fishing needs. If you're shopping for a new fishing kayak, rigging your rig with the latest accessories, or looking for the perfect tackle to get hooked up, Strike Zone has the right products and knowledgeable staff to get you on the water and on the fish. Check out Strike Zone's kayak showroom and test drive the best fishing kayaks in town. After finding the one that's right for you, let Strike Zone's friendly staff rig your kayak from their huge selection of paddles, seats, rod holders, and safety equipment. Finish up with the finest tackle and equipment at Strike Zone's everyday low prices, and you'll see why Strike Zone Fishing is Jacksonville's kayak fishing headquarters. Come and shop for Malibu, Heritage, Emotion, Ocean, and Old Town Kayaks at Strike Zone Fishing at 11702 Beach Boulevard near the 9A interchange. Look for the big blue marlin. You can't miss it.
This is Captain Vaughn Cochran of Black Fly Outfitter. Did you ever think about taking up fly fishing? Black Fly Outfitter is the home of friendly service, expert advice, the Vaughn Cochran Marine Art Gallery, and free fly casting lessons for life. We'll show you how to tie the knots and tie the flies. Plus, we offer hosted fly fishing trips to our favorite spots around the world. Come to one of Black Fly Outfitter's two stores, in historic St. Augustine on Avalee Street, or in Jacksonville at Beach Boulevard and 9A in the Strike Zone Fishing Center.
Tantana.